Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Jeremy. I hope you're doing well. So I had the unique opportunity to go to the Urbana Missions Conference back in 1996. I've got so many great memories of how God was working powerfully, but there's one that stands out. And it stands out because it was shocking from a kid from Emmanuel Faith at the time. After one of the sessions, we went back to the hotel, myself, my roommate, and we were there with about 10 other college and young adult guys. And we were just sharing about what was going on. We were doing some worship and hanging out. And then one of the guys asked for prayer. So we came together, and everyone laid a hand on his shoulder or his back, and we took turns praying. Now, a few of the guys, though, started speaking in some language I didn't know. I was a little confused. I peeked over and looked at my friend to kind of see what was going on, and he was doing the same confused look back at me. We weren't sure what to do. Now, here's my point. For them, that in that context, praying in tongues was normal. For us, it was a little shocking, or at least a little confusing. And I think this is what Paul was getting at in 1 Corinthians 14. The gift of tongues is really special. It's from God, it's from His Spirit, but it also needs some guidance, especially in the context of a worship gathering or when you're gathered with people you don't really know. We come to worship so God can work in our hearts and the collective heart of the church. But if we elevate ourselves too highly, we can miss the work of the Spirit in the gathering. And in the church in Corinth, that kept happening. You know, a couple of the points that stood out from the chapter that are important for us to understand would be, you know, one, tongues is one way to communicate with God. We see that in verse 2. But it's not always the right way to communicate to other people. Secondly, we see tongues as more of an individual edifying gift. And we see that in verse 4. Thirdly, we see tongues needs an interpretation or a message to benefit the body of believers. We see that also in verse 4. And then later in the chapter, in verse 18, we see how Paul spoke in tongues, and he understood the benefits of it as well. But we see in verse 19 that he actually cared more about the unity and edification of the whole group, and he put that as a higher placement than the individual gifts. Now, why is all this important? Because connecting with God individually and collectively are both vital for the church today, just as they were then. So how do you communicate with God? Do you just tell Him whatever comes to your mind? Do you thoughtfully unpack all the thoughts and the emotions of the day and give God a summary or a list? Do you sometimes groan and let God work things out without words? Or do you desire to communicate God with a way that you actually understand what He's doing? See, understanding and communicating with God so He can hold the right place in our life needs to be our overwhelming desire. Regardless of how you view this gift, let me just ask you and encourage you, can you spend a little time with the Lord talking to Him today? Asking Him to reveal His love for you. Asking Him to help you understand what's right in front of you, or asking Him to help you with a gift that you might need. Whatever it is, you can talk to Him. Thanks for listening. I'm praying for you all and hope you're all doing well.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.